Welcome to the show after the show. My name is Amadeus. With me is Eden Kendall. We are your hometown morning show on 99.9 Gator Country in Jacksonville, Florida. That's for all you folks listening in Bali.
Yeah, and there are some.
Wherever you are.
I don't know about Bali.
I just threw a name out. The first thing that popped in my head,
I can check.
I was going to say Bora Bora. I have no idea where these names are coming from. But wherever in the world you are, thank you for checking out our podcast. What we like to do is sometimes there's some things that we just can't get to on the radio and we want to explore a little more. And so that's what we're doing on today's episode.
Sometimes it's stuff that we did get to on the radio, but we can't say everything we want to say about that. But today let's talk about some of those trending stories. Like, for example, and I know we have a lot of Hollywood stuff, too. We didn't get a chance to talk about Thomas Rhett. He gave this very sweet Instagram post that just, like, thanking his wife for taking care of him when he had a stomach virus. And then, of course, the four girls, the daughters. And I just wondered, like, if he was had the man flu kind of thing, if he was a whiner, like what kind of person he would be. I think he would be very sweet when he's sick.
I think he would be sweet all around.
I love him.
And I can kind of relate because I grew up in a house full of women for the most part.
Mm.
And so, and they are, they're very loving and nurturing and they take care of you. So you kind of get spoiled when you're not feeling 100%. Also, there was some other country news we didn't get to, and that is Garth Brooks has announced another residency in Vegas. And I think he's doing a total of, let's see, May, June, July. And then I think he's skipping a couple months. But, yeah, he's going to be – you can check out the dates on that. I'd love to see Garth in Vegas. Just saying.
Yeah. I've never seen anyone do a show in Vegas, like a residency.
Me neither. My favorite band, Duran Duran, they were there in October for a couple of dates. I got to show you pictures of their Halloween show. They did a show on Halloween night, and they were in full costume.
Like what? What did they dress as?
So they were kind of like a – I would say kind of a Jack the Ripper kind of era – the hat and the makeup, ghoulish makeup and really fancy clothes. It looked really, really cool. And then they had like trapeze artists and stuff.
Ooh.
It looked like an amazing show. But anyway, let's get to some stuff that's kind of new today. You haven't seen Yellowstone yet.
No, I know I'm the only one on the planet.
And I was until a few months ago. I binged the whole thing because I really, really wanted to watch 1883 with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. So I watched Yellowstone first. I became obsessed. I loved it so much. And then I absolutely loved 1883. Well, the premiere happened Sunday night of season 5 of Yellowstone. And to coincide with it, they've just released the trailer for the next prequel, which is 1923. And this one stars Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford. And because of that, I couldn't be any more excited.
So you are stoked because now you're up to speed too. Now, did you watch the Sunday night?
So I did not. I'm going to wait until there's 3 or 4 out and then kind of binge them together because I like why they're so good.
Yeah.
And each episode kind of like spills into the next.
Ah.
So and I'm not a huge fan of binge watching shows, but for that particular show, I think it works really well. And I'll tell you what I love about the Yellowstone universe is that they're doing already what it took Star Wars about 30 years to figure out. That there's all these great stories that are 20 years apart, but you can fill in the gaps with little side stories and animated series and these little things. And so they're really painting this colorful Yellowstone universe, and I love it.
Universe. That's so interesting to hear you say it. So I guess there'll be things like canon tossed around like it's Yellowstone canon.
Probably. I don't know if there's any other source material. Are there books? I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea. But I'll tell you what I love most about this is Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren together. Did you ever see Mosquito Coast?
I did, but so long ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time. But their chemistry was so good. And Harrison Ford's character, Ali Fox, one of my all-time favorite characters in movies. He was so brilliant and so genius. Remember his line?
No.
Ice is civilization. Remember he was trying to get ice into the mountains to civilize the... you don't remember any of that?
I don't really remember
any of it. Oh my gosh, it was great. But anyway, it looks amazing. We've got the trailer up on our Facebook page, but if you're listening like in Bora Bora, you may want to just Google that or go to YouTube. It's called 1923.
You don't think they have Facebook in Bora Bora, but they have YouTube?
Well, they don't. I don't know if they want to follow our Facebook page.
Well, I mean, listen, if you're in Bora Bora and you're going to be that selective over which way you want to follow this podcast... That just seems to me like, a lot of being picky for no good reason.
Our Facebook page is 999 Gator Country. So if you want to see that trailer, then go to our Facebook page, for God's sake.
But Harrison Ford also had some other news today that broke, and that's that he's going to be a part of the Marvel Universe, too.
Yeah, again, super, super excited. We've talked about this in the past. I grew up DC. I'm just learning all the Marvel stuff. You too, right?
Yeah. Well, not DC, but yeah, just learning all
I mean, yeah, you didn't grow up on any of the properties.
For Archie, the Archies.
Archie Comics, which I also love because I love the music of the Archies. But Tim Blake Nelson's coming back as the leader, and he was in the Incredible Hulk with Ed Norton. And so William Hurt played Thaddeus. What was his name? Thaddeus Holt? Is that
I
right?
I don't know. What are you talking about right now? So this is part of the...
So in The Incredible Hulk with Ed Norton...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Thaddeus Ross.
Okay.
That was William Hurt's character.
Right.
Who in the comics goes on to be the Red Hulk. So,
okay.
You
so
know,
we haven't mentioned yet what Harrison Ford's going
right.
to be.
So
Red Hulk. Okay.
William Hurt obviously has passed away. They've cast Harrison Ford to step into the role of Thaddeus Ross, a.k.a. Thunderbolt, who will eventually become the Red Hulk. And according to an insider at Marvel, we will see the Red Hulk in the new Captain America movie. So,
wow.
I know. There's so much to take in
so,
there.
Yellowstone Universe, Star Wars Universe, and now Marvel Universe
the
for
MCU,
Harrison Ford.
And Henry Cavill's back in the DCU, so there's so much going on.
Oh, my goodness.
As Superman.
It's a great time to be a nerd.
Are you excited? You know what? You said a mouthful right there. And I'll tell you what. I think Big Bang Theory has so much credit to that.
Really?
I really do. That show was on for 12 years. I think a lot of people, including like my mom and even you, for decades you called me a nerd and you didn't really get it and you kind of, you know, you rolled your eyes. A lot of it was in jest but made fun of my passion. But now you're right in the thick of
it. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I mean, you're a Marvel fan.
Yeah.
I know you're turning into a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
Which every time I watch a new Star Wars anything, I'm like, gosh, this is going to be cool. Because I'm kind of watching it. I'm kind of seeing it how Eden would see it. Like, this is all brand new. Like, I'm watching Andor, and I'm thinking, like, this is a property that's new to me because it's new to the Star Wars universe. But the whole thing is new to you. Like, there's so many things happening in Andor that you don't know that's connected to the original series or to the prequels or sequels.
What I can't get is how you can remember everybody's names. Like, just the way they just roll off your tongue. Like, you know, they just are so easy to say, like, So what was the sentence you uttered to me recently? Did you see the one where Asulta, blah, 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 blah?
Like, oh, Ahsoka Tana.
Ahsoka Tana.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know. And sometimes you'll know where the name ends and begins. For example, you could say to me, Ahsoka Tana, and I don't know if that's So, and her last name is Katana, or her name is Ahsoka Tana, or Ahsoka Tana.
So her name is Ahsoka.
Tano. Oh, there's an A.
Yeah.
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka Tano. She was Anakin's Padawan. So this is the thing about Star Wars and what they're doing so beautifully is coloring in these years between the movies. And so the Clone Wars and Rebels fills in the gaps between episodes 3 and 4. And in that time, before Anakin turns into Darth Vader, he had a Padawan. Her name's Ahsoka Tano.
A Padawan is not, like, when I hear Padawan, I think of, like, a stuffed bear. Padawan is what, a student?
A stuffed bear? What are you talking about?
A panda, like a Padawan.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah,
it just
Padawan.
Doesn't sound like what it is.
So there's a Jedi Master and his Padawan.
Okay, but when you say it to me, don't say it to me like, you dummy. You should have always known.
I thought you knew that term.
Well, I know it now.
Okay.
From
right.
watching Andor, but not everyone listening knows.
Right, okay. I think everyone listening probably
they
does
don't.
Know.
Not
so,
in Bora Bora.
There's a rule of two. I don't know if you know about the rule of two. And that is a master and a Padawan, or a Sith and an apprentice.
Oh.
And so that's the rule of two. So, like, Qui-Gon Jinn had Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then when Obi-Wan Kenobi became a Jedi, he had Anakin Skywalker. And then when Anakin became a Jedi, he had Ahsoka Tano. See how it goes?
I do see how it goes.
I think I literally just saw the light bulb go off over your head. You didn't know all that, did you?
Nope.
It's a lot of stuff that we learn.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff that we learn in the Clone Wars and Rebels, and just, you know, it's so deep.
Okay, so now we've gone from, now we're back at Andor.
Yeah.
So let's talk about where you're going to get to see Andor.
Yeah, this is really cool. So Walt Disney and ABC, you know, they're, I guess ABC owns Walt Disney or vice versa, but Andor's doing so well on Disney Plus. I think it's the highest rated Star Wars series so far. But to let people who don't have Disney Plus in on all the fun, They're going to run it on ABC, FX, Freeform, and Hulu over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So if you don't have Disney Plus and you've heard all about how great Andor is, then you can watch the first two episodes sometime, somewhere over Thanksgiving. And I think this is brilliant because the first two episodes were really part of a trilogy.
Yeah, you're going to get sucked in.
You're going to want to know what happens in that third episode.
You're going to sign up.
And it's really, it's inexpensive. I think it's only like $7.99 a month for Disney Plus. And I can tell you of all the things I have Netflix and HBO Max and Prime and all that stuff. Disney just gives us new stuff every single week, week in and week out between Marvel and Star Wars and even other properties that I don't watch. To me, it's the best value of all the streaming services.
Are you watching anything non-nerd? Like, for example, I know we both watch Ghosts and we both watch Young Sheldon. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Reboot yet?
I have not seen Reboot. And that's on a streaming service, isn't it?
Yeah, Reboot is Hulu.
Okay.
And they make fun of Hulu all the time.
Okay.
On it. And that's the one with Paul Reiser told us about it when we had him on the podcast. He told us about it. And I know you don't like Paul Reiser that much, even though you guys made up on the podcast.
We made up, yeah.
But it's got Keenan-Michael Key.
Okay.
Is that it?
Michael Key from Key and Peele.
Not Jordan Peele, but okay.
Yeah.
And then
isn't it Keegan?
Keegan-Michael Key. Man, I love him too. I love him so much.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's got a great cast. It's got Johnny Knoxville, who you wouldn't think would be so deep of an actor, but it's really funny. It's really
good. Yeah, I haven't seen that one. And there was another one you were telling me about, too, that I haven't watched yet. And it's the, is it Blockbuster?
Blockbuster. So my daughter watched it, and she liked it. She said it's very much like Superstore. And it's got Melissa Fumero, who was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got Randall Park, who we love. He's on The Rock, that rock show, and he's from Marvel and from Fresh Off the Boat, and he's just been in a million things. But the Rotten Tomato score is terrible.
Oh, is it going to
really
probably
low,
get canceled?
Like really low. Well, it's already all out.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I don't know that it'll get renewed.
Right.
But it's about the last Blockbuster. It has a really, like I said, good cast. The trailers look cute. My daughter said it was cute. I'm waiting. I know you just watched Enola Holmes,
the
second one. I have to wait. I'm not allowed to watch that until she gets home.
Okay.
So, because we watched the first one together.
Let me tell you something.
That's a great franchise,
too. The first one was so good, and I didn't know they were going to do a second one. The second one is even better, in my opinion. And it's based on a true story, which I didn't know about, and it's really, really cool.
What do you mean it's based on a true story?
So the main plot is based on a true story, and it was about an uprising of women that were working in a factory. And I didn't know that story.
Because she's Sherlock Holmes' little sister.
Right.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Right.
And then Henry Cavill is in it.
Is Sherlock. A very young Sherlock who's still finding his way as a detective.
Yeah.
So brilliant.
Oh, but the plot for this particular movie.
It's like Titanic. Like Titanic really happened, but Jack and Rose were fictional.
I see what you're saying.
So the plot is a real story, which is really cool. And I didn't even know till the end when they kind of did a scroll of the history of the story. So it's got some factual stuff to it, and I don't know. I just really, really love it. And I think Millie Bobby Brown, I watched the first two seasons of Stranger Things, just didn't love it. But did you just see the Godzilla movie she was in?
No.
She was phenomenal in Godzilla. And I know that's kind of a weird movie to say someone's phenomenal in. And then as Enola Holmes, she's amazing. I just love her. I love her so much.
I think she's the producer of these properties, too. Like
I wouldn't be surprised.
So she's just, which you know, once upon a time I used to be like, oh, I see, you paid your way into having that. But for her, it's great because she can pick and choose. And like she looked at that and thought, this is something I can really get into. I can dig into this. It's just the perfect character for her.
I think she could play this character for probably 10 years. I could see Enola Holmes in her in her 20s and maybe even into her 30s. It's a great role. I love it. Oh, also, I wanted to mention real quick, the lady that plays her mom, I'm having a brain fart. She's in all the Tim Burton movies.
Oh, yeah.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, Tim Burton's wife.
Wow. She's only in a couple of scenes.
Yeah.
She's just phenomenal. I mean, she is just, gosh, she's just one of the greats right now.
She is so great.
She's got great comedic timing. Like, she's amazing. I love her so much. I might watch that again this weekend.
Okay.
That's how much I loved it.
What else do you think you'll watch this weekend?
Okay, so it's the holiday coming up. I like to save a lot of stuff around my mom's house. the Christmas Vacation movies with Chevy Chase. It's like
tradition.
Church.
Uh-huh.
Like when that's on, like we all gather around the TV and just laugh and have fun. That's one of my favorite things. But you know what I loved as a kid? The Wizard of Oz always played at Thanksgiving when I was a kid. I loved the Wizard of Oz.
That's a good one. For me, the movie I always watch is Elf. I love Elf so much, and I love Love Actually, too. And I've told this story before many times about Love Actually. The first time I ever saw Love Actually was on TV. So they took out a whole storyline, which I don't know if you remember, but in Love Actually, you know, you've got all these different storylines, and then they kind of all kind of twist together at the end. But there was one storyline that was a lady and a man, and they were shooting a porno. Do you remember this?
And I forgot about that.
Yeah, because for TV, they just completely took that storyline out because they were able to very easily. It didn't interfere with any other parts. So then when I wanted to rent it and watch it as a family, when the kids were little, I didn't expect it. I didn't know about it.
Wow.
Because it wasn't in the TV version. So I'm sitting there and it's like they're naked and they're having this conversation. And it was just really weird. And I can't remember like if they showed anything. I tend to think they didn't, but it was just definitely very risque. And at the time, I was like, I didn't even know that was a whole part.
I remember I loved that movie. I don't remember a lot of the details except for the guy that's in Walking Dead, Andrew Lincoln. I remember him in that movie, but he was so good. And there's a scene, I guess, towards the end where the girl opens the door and he's standing there.
Yeah.
That scene's like embedded in my head. But I haven't seen that movie probably since it came out.
You're talking about the big cards, cue card scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a commercial right now with the guys from Scrubs, and he's doing that for T-Mobile.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right,
Love Actually, that's the best scene.
I need to watch that movie again. It's been a long time,
time. It's a classic Christmas movie, I think. All right, well, we've chitter-chattered long enough. We're going to throw a couple of best of segments your way, just because we like to do that. And if we don't talk to you, we might have a little span of time where we don't have a podcast.
You're going away for a few days, and then I'm going away for a few days.
Yeah.
So we may not reconvene until after Thanksgiving. So happy holidays to everyone in Bora Bora,
and
also
beyond,
and also in Bali.
Yes,
and everywhere else you're listening.
Love it. All right, and of course, tune in to 99.9 Gator Country. If you're a local, you can stream us online at 99.9GatorCountry.com.
This is the Battle of the Sexes. Here are the rules, because without rules, we'd have
anarchy.
Each contestant will have 5 seconds to answer the question. Don't repeat any part of the question, and don't get help from anyone. Now, go to your corners and come out fighting.
Tuesday morning Battle of the Sexes brought to you by Meineke Car Care on Beach Boulevard. Get up to $50 off brake pads and shoes at Meineke on Beach Boulevard, online at Meineke.com, or call 565-9082.
Please welcome back our returning champion, Amanda.
And from the South Side, welcome in Matthew. Just for playing today, Matt, you got 2 tickets to see Aaron Lewis Wednesday, April 27th at the Thrasher Horn Center. Guys, today it's a geography quiz. Pretty simple, straightforward questions. First one goes to our returning champion, Amanda. Land-wise, what's the largest country in the world?
Europe.
We're looking for Russia. Europe is a continent,
No
points on that one. Matthew?
Matthew, what is the largest country in South America?
South Africa?
We're looking for Brazil on that one. No score. All right, Amanda, pull ahead with this one. Amanda, what river flows through the rainforest in Brazil?
The Nile?
No,
we were looking for the Amazon on that one. All right, Matt, break for you.
Matt, what name is given to the largest of the Great Lakes?
Damn, I don't know.
Superior.
Lake Superior is the superior-sized lake there. No score so far. All right, Amanda, which U.S. state has the most active volcanoes?
Hawaii.
No, Alaska actually has more than that. No score. Matthew, if you get this one right, you're coming back tomorrow as our champ.
Matthew, the Rocky Mountains are located in what state?
Colorado.
Yeah. Wow! Nice work with a embarrassing score of 1-0. Matt, you're back tomorrow.
Awesome, thank you.
It's great to be on a ship with men and sail across the sea.
It's the best of your hometown morning show on 99.9 Gator Country.
So you had another Eden moment this weekend.
You know, I didn't intend to. Obviously, I never do. But an Eden moment being like one of those things where just my mind is so busy with other things that little things get lost and happen. So we were having a low country boil for our Easter dinner, and Noah, the boy child, the adult boy child, is the best cook in the family. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I got a little lecture after the fact saying, Mom, you have a son who's a good cook. Let me cook. Let me do the cooking. So he was giving me instructions on what to do. Like, can you cut the corn? Can you cut the potatoes? And he was out on the back patio between rainstorms.
Yeah.
Getting the low country boil going, you know, getting the pot going with the seasonings and the sausage and the crab legs and the shrimp and everything. And so I grabbed a scissors and I cut open all the seasoning bags and I bring them out. And he looks at me and your eyes just got big too.
Yes.
He's like, Mom, did you just, did you cut open the boiling bag seasonings?
Gosh.
And I said, I'm just trying to be helpful. And he's like, Mom, you boiled, it says on the label, boil in the bag. So I said, let's not everybody freak out. And I went and I got two rubber bands and I rubber banded them. And then my husband says, I don't think that's a good thing to have rubber bands cooking
in the
pan. All right, I know you agree. And typically it's not ideal. And I'm also not someone who thinks it's good to like microwave plastics and do all these things. I get that. But I looked at them both and I said, both of these kids have had rubber bands in their teeth for 2 years each.
Oh, my gosh.
One low country boil, which is already in a plastic bag that's floating. Let's not forget that. And a boy is not going to kill. I mean, it's not ideal. I get that. But they walked around with metal and rubber bands in their mouth for how long?
But they didn't boil the rubber band.
No, I know. And I know it's not a great idea, but it was like, they looked at me like I ruined all this seafood.
Did you go through with it with the rubber band?
Yeah, it was fine.
And there was no like rubber taste to the low country boil?
No, it was good. It was totally fine. But I got the little lecture later about just following instructions and not trying to be extra.
I think in this case, you deserve that lecture.
Your hometown morning show on 99.9 Gator Country.